Stephen, all the work is done, all the preparation is done now, and you couldn't have asked for better facilities and you couldn't have asked for a better night, could you? Here in Carlow IT's lovely facilities.
No, it's top class, and Carlow have been excellent for us this season and helped us with a little bit of sponsorship, but like anything we needed, or we used to the AstroTurf, even maybe change the night of training, they've been very accommodating, like, and Donal in the sports office has been excellent with us, like, and we had academy here as well, and you had 60-70 kids up here on a Monday night, so it's, you couldn't ask any more for a Carlow base, but I mean IT Carlow, and it's just fantastic. And but pre-COVID, you probably could use a bit more more facilities. Like, but hopefully next season we can keep that partnership going, and you know, it's brilliant.
If we were talking 12 months ago, you probably wouldn't realise where you are this evening, standing now, would you?
No. I suppose you're 12 months ago, you're kind of helping Tom, and we're kind of going through the season. We're probably maybe, you know, planning and that stuff. But be here now, you know, the maybe 2 days before a cup final, and being a manager and stepping out and just being proud of the girls and the sheer effort they put in, the work. And I think a lot of people can just look at the games on Saturday, but don't, the dedication the girls train twice a week, travelling from distances, go home late, get up early for work in the mornings, and John, just dedication is there, and they're professionals in an amateur game, and it's just they deserve all the credit. We as a staff and the club and the committee and stuff, we help them with putting stuff anything they need, but in the day they have to go out and put the effort in, and they have been. They got the reward with a cup final, and I know if they turn up and perform like they have been all season, John, we won't be far away from getting our hands in that cup then when it comes to the 21st of November.
You see yourself as a facilitator. Did you have to think when Tom moved on, did you have to think about it before you took the job?
A little bit. You kind of, I suppose, Tom has big shoes to fill with Tom, like, cause he's been brilliant, and I learned so much from him. You see where he is now, like assistant manager of the women's national team, and singing his praises for the last couple of days. Like, but no, it was tough. I had a good chat with the girls, senior girls, and just happy that they were happy with me to come in, and so we didn't change too much, trying to keep the things going. And look, 2-0 down against Piemont and coming back and getting that draw gives us a good platform to go on a really good run of games and only losing.
Sorry, Steve.
Two games probably since that run, like, so John, I couldn't, it's down to the girls like me, put a little bit of stamp on it as I went along, but didn't overly change too much, like I said. But the girls never wavered anything I looked for. Always there. If they had questions, they came to me. So just sure effort from the girls that they're getting to this cup final.
Yeah, and I suppose a little bit of a challenge this year too, because you had to introduce a lot of new players.
Yeah, look, and players left for different reasons, and we brought in some of the under-17s and 19s, and we got in Della Doherty from Piemont and Teagan coming down from the north on the course here in IT Carlow. So massive sign-ins for us, like, and everyone's played their part, be it you're in the play 24 games starting, which maybe three or four players, but everyone played their part in small capacity, going and scoring goals, coming on. But like, you just see our squad even tonight, like, we have 4 17s signed, there's 2 19s there, like, and they're making up and they're training with the seniors week in, week out, like, and they're going to get the massive benefit for it. And we've often played a game against the 17s here, so them 17s are seeing what the standard is, and, you know, and the role models, like the Kylies are, and Adele's, and Nick's, and Lauren's, all are, and they strive to be on a senior team in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, you were so close this year again to the league, the same as last year, and just kind of a, you know, it was that kind of a league. Nobody expected Shelburne to win it in the end, and as it happens now, you're playing them on Sunday in the final, and of course, I don't think last weekend's game will bear any resemblance to what'll happen next Sunday, because you've Laura back, and you'll probably change a few things, and the girls are probably watching themselves in case they pick up an injury, yeah, miss the final, and if you add all that into the mix.
Yeah, look, when we played them already twice, we beat them in Ferry Carrick, we drew 0-0 with them in Tulca. So the game last Saturday was just a dress rehearsal, really. We had a Dellin goals, we had a couple of girls injured, so it was a matter of getting through the game, but we weren't just there to make up the numbers here. Like, we wanted to go and get a bit of performance as well, and first half probably weren't too happy with it. Second half then we came out and scored the 2 goals and made it a little bit interesting. And look, the way it fell, Shelburne won the league with us, like, in Piemont, just maybe ruined our chances of maybe having 2 chances to win it. But if you look back and even the Galway result, that we brought our third game in 8 days and we just maybe weren't at the races and got punished for a mistake. If we won that game, which...
A little bit of fatigue.
Yeah, little bit like that. And we just kind of came, we were on a real long, good run and they caught us. And you see how they caught Piemont. Like, if that wasn't the case and we got the 3 points that day, we'd have been level with Shelburne on points and it would have been free. No, we were, two teams would have went for it. And if Piemont lost, then it could have been the winner of that game. So different storyline, but we were happy to get through the game. And you see a couple of girls now are back that weren't there on Saturday, so just trying to get everyone now and keep looking after them now for Sunday.
And of course you have a massive leader in Kylie, you know, you take her any day on any team, she'd fit in on any team. And the experience that she has and the experience that some of the players have going into Sunday's final. Because a lot of players can be overawed by a final, and really, it's only another game. If you could get that into your head, you'd just go out and do what you do every week.
Yeah, that's the kind of mentality we have. And I know I lean a lot on the girls for their experience, because it's my first cup final of that grandeur anyway.
Like,
I would have been in different national finals and stuff, but this is the pinnacle of the women's game in Ireland, and they've been there and done it, be it in the Aviva, but they can lend their ear to some of the younger players and just enjoy the occasion and don't let it overwhelm you, because sometimes you can go into these finals and even us as a management, it can just pass you by very quickly. So enjoy it, soak it in. But like you said, it's another game. It's 90 minutes. If it's 120 minutes, if it's penalties, we'll do what we have to do to go and get that result and be the team that's have the trophy at the end, because we know we watched Shelburne pick up the trophy last week. Gracious, we were happy we stayed around, but we just don't want to be seeing that again on Sunday. So we want to be the ones that are on the other side and getting our hands on that trophy, because I think the girls absolutely deserve it for what they've done this season.
Without stating the obvious, I suppose, what have you got to do? I suppose you've got to score more than them, and you had to be tighter at the back, I suppose, and Adele, you know, shows how talented she is that she can play in the goal and play outfield.
Yeah, look, and we addressed a few things this week, and we looked back in the video and we weren't all happy with two different things, maybe giving a bit too much space and bits of peace.
What you're saying, the first half.
Yeah, we have that kind of addressed, and we kind of, when the final whistle went, we all looked at each other and said, you know, we weren't happy with losing. We're never happy with losing, but we knew there was more in us come Sunday, and that's, we get that out of us, get that extra percentages, leave nothing on the pitch. I think that'll be enough to get us over the line.
I suppose, as an aside, 5:30 kickoff, how do you keep yourself in check all day? You know, it seems a silly time to me, but
yeah, I suppose it's kind of like that even time where people will watch it on RTE. I suppose that's kind of thinking behind it.
Yeah.
It would already be an early kickoff, because maybe it was the curtain raiser for the men's game. But look, we have a plan. We'll meet up early. We'll get a pre-match meet up in the hotel. And by the time you're travelling and going up there, and it's a long day, but
you're comfortable in each other's company anyway.
That's it. And it's time that they can spend around each other. Because a lot of times with COVID and stuff like that, you're just spending your time on the pitch. You're here an hour and a half, 2 hours, and you're getting. But now you get a little bit of time before the game to soak it all in, chat, get a bit of food on board, have a meeting, go down to Tala, take in that, and then go and do the business, really.
Yeah, and of course, you know the pitch in Tala well.
Yeah, like, I was up there Monday now looking at it and soaking in the occasion of it. And so it's a pitch where you can, if you can't play football and that, you'll never play football.
And of course, it'll be great. It's going for the fourth cup. It's fantastic, really.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. Look, the girls have a lot of history in it, and their eyes are set on that after number four. And they definitely, they love it for them, especially to some of the experienced players. Some of the younger players, first time experiencing this at their age, it's just going to give them that hunger.
Yeah.
To keep wanting more, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant occasion for both senior and the younger players.
Best of luck on Sunday, Stephen.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.